AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Americans are reacting to news of lead Russia investigator Robert Mueller's report.
If there's no collusion, then like Trump says, there's no collusion, but I don't believe a word he says.
I don't trust any of it, to be honest with you. I don't trust Trump or anything that he says. And I don't trust anybody who's investigating him.
Sean Walker and Lisa Wright in Denver. President Trump is claiming victory following word that Robert Mueller did not find evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to influence the election.
No collusion, no obstruction.
But AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani says there's pushback on the president's no obstruction comment.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says he's wrong.
Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president.
Nadler says the president's own attorney general wrote that in his summary of the special counsel's findings. But William Barr also says there's not enough evidence to prove the president obstructed justice. Congress's top Democrats say Barr, whom the president nominated 4 months ago, is not a neutral observer, and lawmakers should see the full Mueller report. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Escondido, California, police are investigating a possible arson fire at a mosque. They say a note referencing the recent terror attacks at two mosques in New Zealand was found at the scene. Nobody hurt. Mosque members were able to put out the small fire. The Viking Ocean Cruises Company says all the passengers and crew of its Viking Sky cruise ship are safe, and the ship is now docked in Norway after it had engine problems and issued a May Day call. The nation's business economists foresee a sharp slowdown in economic growth over the next 2 years. This is AP Radio News. Lawmakers are poised to vote on making New Jersey the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana for adults.
The vote in New Jersey's Democratic-led Assembly and Senate to legalize marijuana comes after more than a year of mostly backroom wrangling since Democratic Governor Phil Murphy came into office. Murphy campaigned on legalization, in contrast with his predecessor, Republican Chris Christie. If it passes, New Jersey would join the District of Columbia and 10 other states with legalized recreational use of marijuana. I'm Julie Walker.
A family in Utah is the victim of what police are calling extreme stalking. Unwanted service providers are repeatedly being sent to their home. Walt Gilmore's family in suburban Salt Lake City has been the target since August of a stalker using phone calls and texts to send a parade of people to the home for legitimate services and illegal activities. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.